Haley Terrell has all the enthusiasm you'd expect from the drama student chosen to play the lead in the school play.
Annie?
Yes?
You've got to tell her what I did when they cast me as Belle.
When we got cast, we were supposed to walk up together to get our scripts, and she just jumped up and left me. I was like, oh, okay, I'll come with you.
I leapt off my chair and into Tracy's arms.
Tracy is director Tracy Busby. Annie is Annie Shirley, Haley Terrell's mentor. The two wear matching blue ankle-length dresses on this first night of dress rehearsal for the Penguin Project's Beauty and the Beast Jr. Seeing two Belles on stage is the first clue that this is not your typical production. 35 artists are paired with 35 mentors for the show. That's 70 people on stage during the big numbers, by the way. Haley Terrell is the artist. The Sycamore Girl is visually impaired. Her mentor, Annie Shirley of Plano, is not. She hovers in the background, there to guide Terrell when she needs it. Terrell's favorite part of the play is getting to dance with the Beast. Shirley's?
Just seeing Haley get to shine like I knew she could here a year ago.
That's exactly what the founders of the Penguin Project intended. It's a theater arts program for kids with disabilities. They're matched up with mentors who are about the same age and don't have disabilities. The Penguin Project started in Peoria and is spreading across the Midwest. This is the third year for the DeKalb area, where it's associated with the Children's Community Theater. So, why Penguin?
Penguin is a bird that has wings, but it can't fly, but yet it can do miraculous things in its mobility and getting around and how it survives.
That's Tracy Busby, director of the production at DeKalb High School.
You know, we're all different, but yet we are creative and we find ways to adapt.
The artists range in age from 10 to 22. They have a wide range of disabilities, too. What they all have in common, though, is that strong inner hamminess it takes to get up on stage and act.
We have a student in a wheelchair who is nonverbal and who is very bright, and when he gets on stage, there have been a couple times where he just, you can totally see him come alive, and he reacts to the scene, he reacts to the music, he's excited, he's smiling, he has verbalizations, and, you know, just seeing that come out is, I think, just an amazing sight.
It's nice seeing the kids be able to showcase, and the least interesting thing up on the stage is the fact that any of the kids have disabilities.
Chris Marbot of DeKalb has two kids in the show, an artist and a mentor. She says being part of the show is just as important for both of them. They get to hang out, be a part of a community, make new friends. That's part of the beauty of the Penguin Project for Tricia Steele. She's gotten to see her daughter Erin bloom socially.
Even at like the first rehearsal, I cried because they just like surround each other, and the mentors and the artists together, they don't care. It doesn't matter if you're different, everybody's different, and they're all just friends, and they dance and sing and have a good time together. It's awesome.
Erin has Asperger's syndrome, which makes it difficult for her to interact socially.
She's up on stage and she doesn't have to know the social rules. You know, they tell you what to say and what to do and where to go, and so she doesn't have to think about that and try to figure out how to fit in. So she just fits in because she gets to read her lines and be with her friends. So.
And now Erin has a role in her own school play at home in St. Charles. 20-year-old Nicole Pakula of Batavia makes time between school and work to master her roles as a villager and a broom. And while she takes part in the first dress rehearsal, her mother Joanne sits with other mothers in the lobby of the DeKalb High School auditorium.
When my child was a baby, and to know that she had Down syndrome and not really realizing the capabilities that she would have, and to see her today and all the things that she has accomplished, and to do this, it's just unbelievable. Just overwhelming to me.
Every Penguin Project parent has a story like that to tell about their sons and daughters. Linda Turk's son, Ben, is acting in his third musical.
Socially, I think it's been huge. Self-confidence, huge. Enjoying the arts. We can actually go to plays, and he can sit through it. Because he knows the steps that go into it. That's a really warm community. And the mentors, what they do is just phenomenal. I mean, they come in here, they work hard, and then they just fade into the background.
Jovan Milner has two daughters involved in Beauty and the Beast. One is drawing posters to decorate the school during the show. The other's on stage.
She primarily communicates with sign language, you know, just trying to articulate the singing parts and things like that are particularly challenging for her, but she's up for the challenge because she's just excited to be a part of it. So she's been working really hard and doing a good job.
Sydney Milner plays one of the silly girls, a crowd of gigglers swooning over the arrogant would-be Romeo known as Gaston.
He absolutely loves the role because he has eight silly girls after him, and what could get better in life than that?
Jill Young's son Garrett owns the stage as the swaggering Gaston.
It just allows him to be out in the public eye, and people that have watched the show, you forget that these children have disabilities, and he has just had so much fun and just grown so much, and he loves telling his friends about it.
Standing up to Gaston, now that's the highlight of the show for Adam Worth of Waterman. He plays Gaston's sidekick, LeFou.
The Gaston song is probably the best song in the whole show because I get to push Gaston around for a bit, which is a nice reversal. It doesn't last long, though, but it's fun while it lasts.
Worth's mentor and dress-alike is John Busby. He got involved in the Penguin Project because, well, his mom's the director. Now he's hooked.
It's been a joy and a pleasure to work with all these kids. I know all of them by name, and they're all my friends, so.
Actually, you're more than friends, really.
Yeah, they're best friends.
Yeah, and a saying is sort of sprung up here, thanks to Garrett. as he says, we're a family, and it's true.
So now you know what's in it for the artists, the mentors, and the parents. But what about the audience? The singing, the dancing, the energy, the costumes and sets. It's really a fun show. Director Tracy Busby.
I promise you, if you come, you will not be disappointed. You will walk away amazed and just loving what these kids are doing.
Beauty and the Beast Jr. runs tonight through Saturday night with a Sunday matinee at DeKalb High School. Like any theater group, it's going to be tough for the actors to say goodbye after devoting months to the effort. The good news is they're just a few months away from starting to plan next year's big musical. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.